Yo, what's the business podcast? Welcome to another episode of the MIE podcast. And I just want to say to all of my listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. And so on this MIE podcast, I want to share a little clip, or actually not an actual clip, but I want to talk about a clip from a podcast that I was listening to earlier in the week. And actually, there was a rapper on there. His name was Common. And he had so many nuggets in this podcast that I was just going crazy. I was like, you know, I had to put my Evernote on. Shout out to the Evernote app. And all of my scholars out there, all of my go-getters, definitely get your Evernote app. I believe that a person is successful the more notes you take on life, on whatever you're reading, whatever you're listening to. The more notes you take, the more it gets in you, and then the more understanding you have of it. Because I just kind of look back at the notes and it just reminded me right away of the vibe I got when I heard it. So Common was on there. And, you know, just right off the bat, they were just kind of talking to him. And he had, when he was doing the interview, and I'm not going to go into, again, you know, I love Common as a rapper. I think his lyrics are the best ever, but I'm not going to go into, you know, like his songs and stuff like that. But just him being an artist, and he said something that stood out to me, and I want to share it with you on the podcast. So he had some incense with him. And the host in the podcast was asking him about the incense, like, you know, what's up? Why are you doing that? And then he said this. He was like, I believe that wherever you go, you need to set the vibe or set your vibe and be who you are. Set your vibe and be who you are. So that just stood out to me. And it reminded me of a story of how important it is that, you know, no matter where you go, to really like be in your own skin, really be yourself and set that vibe and just be that, even if everything around you is different. Right. So we were so the group that I was in when we made the decision, I told you on another podcast about us catching the Greyhound and going out to L.A. But there was something in that. When we were there and we had all our whole management team and everybody around us. And they, you know, producers, and they wanted, you know, they had our schedule laid out for us. You know, this is what you got to do. You do this song. We're going to go visit this label and all these things. And whenever we felt like it was too much, like the pressure, because like we quickly realized like this is deep. Like this is for real. We're not playing. We're not a play group. This is a real situation. We're going for a real career, a whole life here. Right. But when we felt like it was too deep, what we would do is we would call a meeting and we'd go back, you know, wherever it was. Sometimes just the smallest room, little bedroom in the back, the hallway. We have a meeting. And in that meeting, we get together. It was almost like a huddle in football. And we really try to touch base and on who we are, what we came to do, and stay focused. And that came out of what we would do at practice, right? Back in Cincinnati, before we were around record execs, management, before we were going for superstardom, it was just us. And we work out in the garage, we sing, we do all that stuff, but we always came together in that little meeting just to make sure we're all on the same page and to remind each other that this group, we have our identity. We have to be us. We can't change and become another group. We have to be 100% us. And the management, they used to laugh at us. Because they used to be like, oh, here they go. It's time for another meeting. Like, and we didn't care. Just the minute one of us, two of us would feel something, it's like, all right, let us talk real quick. And but what that was doing was getting that vibe. We were setting that vibe. And being who we are. And then when we come out of that meeting, we were ready because we knew we didn't get distracted by everything that was around us. We didn't get distracted by what people are saying, but we stayed 100% ourselves. And just that little meeting helped us to do that. So what is it for you? Like, even now, that was a ritual for us, the meeting. But what is, you know, what is it for you? So the question I have for you is, you know, can you develop some techniques yourself that center you, that help you to set the vibe? For Common, when I bring up this interview, it was burning the incense. He felt like that set his vibe, and that was who he is, right? So, but for you, for me, what things can we do daily to set that vibe? Because I believe whatever you do daily, like even all of those practice techniques, those drills that we did in Cincinnati, because we did it daily, then when we got in the crunch situation, it came out because we were used to doing it. You know, we didn't just get out there and make up something like, let's meet, let's set that vibe. But no, we were used to doing that. So for all of us that are striving for success, that want to be our best selves, live our best life, I think one of the keys, there's so many keys, but I want to share this because I know that I always say this when I go to assemblies and speak, the dance lessons teach life lessons. But every lesson that I've learned on this entertainment dance journey that I've been in, those lessons stay with me and they're like gold, because no matter, like, I'm not doing, R&B music anymore, looking for a record deal, but the lesson still stands. And that is, can you set your own vibe and be yourself? That was the thing that was able to even get me through high school and all the talent shows and everything that we were doing, because we had to stand out from different groups, but we had to set our vibe and we had to be who we are. So I'm going to say this to you, be yourself. Be yourself. Don't worry about the pressure to be somebody else. Don't worry about trying to fit in. Don't worry about what somebody else is going to say. Be yourself, and then find a way to set your own vibe, whatever that is. Whatever ritual you have, whatever technique you have, find a way to set your vibe and walk 100% in that vibe. Like, be that, embody that vibe. Be that whole, be your whole self. And realize that bringing yourself to the table is, that's worth everything, right? Not you trying to copy somebody else or be what you think people want you to be, but be 100% yourself. Set the vibe. Be yourself. That's all I got for you. Thanks for tuning in for another podcast. You can get this on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. So definitely like, comment, share, subscribe, and your boy is, oh, and have a great rest of your day. Yes, and your boy is out.